Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School Intermediate Orchestra. Welcome to the 2017 Homestead Orchestra Festival. My name is Dr. John Felder. I've heard you play before, and I know your director, and I'm delighted to give you some feedback on your performance tonight. I hope that my comments will be helpful, and I hope you really enjoy your experience. So play well.
Good evening and welcome to the Homestead Orchestra Festival. I'll take a moment and introduce you to our judges. From San Jose, a retired, respected teacher from Lindbergh High School for many years, Dr. John Felder. Director of the Contra Costa Chamber Orchestra and Cal State University Hayward Professor Emeritus Timothy Smith. And flown in from Wichita State University, Dr. Mark Leifheim. On stage we have the Hopkins Junior High School Intermediate Orchestra. The title of their first piece is Irish Suite. The title of their second, it is written by Douglas Wagner. Their second piece is A Canadian Ballad by Robert Sheldon, and their third and final piece will be Pioneer's Tale by Alan Lee Silva. Please welcome Hopkins Junior High School Intermediate Orchestra and their conductor, Craig Conway.
Okay, we are ready to begin. Okay, very nice opening. He's playing very nicely together, following the first violins. Good. Good, very nice job, full values. Make sure that the last note is nice and long. Okay, now we're getting a little bit faster. So violas, you have to accept the tempo that we had before. Very nice, and everybody freeze right after.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Make sure that you connect first violins over the bar line. Everybody, really noticeably more forte here. Yeah, maybe you can lean on it a little bit too much. A little bit more, cellos. Yeah, maybe even more seconds. Crescendo into 29, because that's like our big statement of this part of the melody. Everybody's really solidly together. I think that the quarter notes underneath the violin melody at the beginning could be a little bit less. The pizzicatos are obviously less, so that's not a problem. But we have such a big cello and bass section. It'd be nice to be when the contrabasses come in, everybody should back off a little bit. Opening piece. Everybody is very focused. It seems like everybody really knows exactly what their role is, how what to expect from the conductor, and how to execute your piece. That's great. So I'm going to work on some of the nuances to make things even that much more special. Now, a Canadian ballad. Thank you. I have the band version. Very nice, sensitive ending. I'm sorry that I couldn't say more about the piece, but I really didn't have the right music in front of me. But I think you did a nice job. Again, very nice job with intonation and playing together. And I thought this time, the end of the piece, everybody froze with the conductor's hand, and that's what we want. We don't want to have any distraction on stage, so we can really feel like, ah, the piece is done, and now we can go on to the next thing. So now, A Pioneer's Tale. Yeah, I think, can you come a little bit further down on the bow so we can hear a little bit more, particularly of the eighth notes that are repeated. In this piece, we need accents. Very nice job of those individual entrants. See it in the part, but it's really a good idea to stretch that out. Okay, yeah. Very nice. You're doing a great job. And I really appreciate how you are attempting attentive to what's going on around the group, so that we can really hear like different sections coming in and out. Thought that that the balance was pretty good. I thought sometimes that the cellos and basses were too big when they're playing together. When the cellos are by themselves, they balance pretty well with the upper strings. But with the basses, you're so powerful that you have to back off a little bit. So we'll talk a little bit about that as we go backstage. Thanks so much for your performance.